dankie, dankie Vader God. Ja, ek wil maar net aangaan daar waar Johan begin het. Thank you Lord for life and mercy. And we ask that by your Holy Spirit that even my words will just disappear of minds and hearts, but rather that your word will stay and temper hearts. And I pray that, Lord, that we will be able to carry what you bring to us today into the week. By your grace, your power, and your mercy. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Nee. So ek wil maar net begin, Annie, my prachtige vrou, arme Danai, sy het al ons een dochter ontmoet en bietjie tyd met haar spandeer, maar dit gaan al beter met haar, ek sê maar net. It's going much better. Now, we have three beautiful kids, and we could speak about them last night, and it was really a proudful moment, actually. I said to them early this morning or late last night, I lose track of time a bit, and I just said to them, we're so proud of what God's done in their lives and what they've allowed the Lord to do in their lives, because that's a transaction. The transaction is not just the King of Kings, God of Gods, the Lord of Glory, the Judge, the Shepherd, and the King. It's also us running to Him. Nee. Want this is a transaction. It's a partnership. It's a relationship. So maybe we can start there. But I just want to, lots happened this morning with me, and I'll just tell you a quick story. I don't deserve to be here. I'm definitely not qualified to be here. Ek bring niks spesiaal nie. Ek doen nie iets oulik nie. So I'm not sure why the Lord's brought us here today. After these 50-something years. Honestly, I don't know. When I look at my life, if there was Facebook or whatever, Twitter, Instaface, whatever you call it, if it was there and you would look now on the screen and you'd look at my life, you'd be like, oh no. Or you'd be like, wow, there's hope yet for me. Because the oh no is, I would feel quite miserable if we had to look at my life now. Ek sal nogal sleg voel. Ek sal redelik skaam voel. I'll feel ashamed for the first probably 30 minutes or so. And then I'll be humbled and walk out of here and hope I never see you guys again, to be honest. But the Lord's done something. And I don't understand it always. I just know that there's a transaction when we believe and confess Him to be His King, our King. And then there's this call to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It's not another salvation. It's the one that occurred 33 years ago for me. I put that time and it means nothing. How long it's been means nothing. I'm sorry to say, because of many of those years, I wasted precious time in religion. And without the personal relationship, the love of the Lord, the first love in my heart that encompasses everything that I think, do, desire, want. And so 30 years is nothing being born again. It's what the Lord's done actually in the short period where I made Him first love. And I say made Him because it's a choice. Julle kies. So Akvil, when I approached this this morning, I felt that, you know, I don't want to say the Lord said. That's quite a dangerous thing when people say, God het gesê. Because you better have heard from the Lord. And you probably would have been on the ground for 7 days after that just lying flat. Because that's the King of Kings that I know. The Lord of glory and power. If it wasn't for the veil of Christ, if it wasn't for my advocate, Jesus, then I would have fell on the ground if He spoke. Nee. Because even with Moses, He said, I'm going to turn my back to you. You can pass because surely I will kill you. Not you might fall over, get sick or whatever. I will kill you. And so I don't want to say the Lord said, but I want to do something, and that is say that for some reason, this is what I woke up with 2 or 3 days ago, and it wasn't pizza or red wine or something that messed with me. The word I want to bring to you is stop, pray, love, and share. This is nogal makkelijk. Stop, pray, love, and share. I just want to take you into a place in the future. Imagine this future. Dink net gou in die toekoms. A place where you will not know your neighbor's name. Never mind, you're not really interested in getting to know their name. You'll be able to have speed dates or speed business introductions. Have you ever imagined that world one day? You'll be able to drive from one end of town to the other 4 times a day just to keep the kids busy and work and people. Imagine that world where you earn salaries, large salaries. I mean, I'm shocked at some of the salaries the youngsters earn. I'm like, I worked for, when you were in 1989, where you worked and I worked in 1990, I got 256 rand a month. And now people are like, 50,000, what is that even for a youngster? 30,000 and 50. I'm like, you have large amounts of salaries, but you have no money. Imagine that world one day. Where you work 7 to 10 hours a day. I'm saying 7 to 10 because a lot of people have an 8-hour day, but they work only 5. That's not you guys. But you have 4 hours with people you never will ever meet. Imagine that on social media, on InstaFace and whatever. You spend more hours with people you'll never meet than with the people around you. Imagine that world one day. And still you manage to sleep 6 or 8 hours, and then you spend 15 minutes of what we call quality time. What is that? Just do the math. What is 15 minutes quality time in a 24-hour day? I don't understand that. But that's the future we're actually in now. Your relationships are mostly digital. Think about that. Waar is jou verhoudinge? Where are they? We are living in that world now that I've just described. It's a shocking world because nobody stops and nobody prays and nobody loves and nobody shares. But you are the ones that can do that. You are here today. We can work with you. The Lord can work with you. He used me. He can use you to do this. And let's just look at Jesus and ask, how did he do it? And so John 13 verse 34, I think it's on there, could be. A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. So God instructed us that there's a new commandment that we live under. And I just want to look at Jesus and see how did he do that as an example to us. Who did Jesus stop? And, you know, he stopped. He spoke to the likes of Nicodemus, the Samaritan woman at the well, julle dalk daai stories al gehoor. Zacchaeus, I say Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, yeah, he was korter. He's the short guy in the Bible. Luke 19, verse 1 should be up there. Let's look at how Jesus stopped. Jesus entered Jericho, and what was he doing? What's that? Passing through. He wasn't planning to stay. He wasn't planning to visit. Right. But he was only planning to pass through. But he stopped to teach crowds. He stopped to correct and taught and discipled people. And he actually really stopped to change religious thinking. He stopped and healed and he ministered to the sick and the lost. He spoke to kids. Do you speak to co-workers? Are you rushing off? Want to see your path? Train yourself. Ask yourself, if Jesus was passing through, why am I always rushing through and not just stopping? He shared meals. He spent time with family and friends. Jesus did not randomly stop. He had an idea and a plan. He stopped for the tax collectors. Weet julle wat dis SARS? Imagine. Our favorite friends, nee. Give to the Kaiser, what is due to the Kaiser, eh? But he shared meals at the home of Simon the Pharisee. Remember what Jesus did? He fed 4,000 and then he also fed 5,000. He shared a meal. He ate at the home of Martha and Mary. Hy het saam met mense geëet. He was present at meals. We taught and challenged religious people and religious leaders. This way gestop het. And then when Zacchaeus, I don't know if you read the story in Luke, I don't know if Luke 19 verse 5 to 6 is there. Awesome, well done guys. Yo, I'm impressed with your team, eh? So Jesus reached the spot. So remember, he was passing through. Hy sou net deurgeloop het. Soos wat ek deur woester ry, so een keer elke maand of twee. It's an honor to see Wooster from inside. It's really awesome. Where? Look at what the Lord's done. Just look around you for a second. Look at the people around you that God's put you in the midst of. And you need to share some meals with him. Let's look at what Zacchaeus did. Jesus reached this spot. Now, it was not planned, yet he reached the spot where Zacchaeus was up in a tree because he was quite short. I don't know what short was in Israel in those days. But he went up a tree because Zacchaeus wanted to see this Jesus. He wanted to hear this Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what did he say? Come down immediately. So this is the moment. This is your moment, Zacchaeus. You have a moment. We all have moments. I think the Lord is so gracious to us that we have more moments somehow. But there are people that I've buried that did not have more moments. Yo, kry ek sommer hartseer. I didn't have more moments. I don't know if they had more moments, but they had a moment. And Jesus said, come down immediately because I must stay at your house. Do stay at someone's house. And what did Zacchaeus do? He came down immediately, but look at that. And welcomed him gladly. So daar was 'n hoop, and I'm asking you, do you have a hope to welcome people into your home, to share meals? Remember, this was a despised tax collector. This was the SARS, head of SARS. This is the one who knocks on your door. It's the traffic officer. Het julle redelik traffic officers hier, nee? Is iemand 'n traffic officer hier? No man of the law, woman of the law? Sure, nou kan ons aangaan. Ek joke. Maar, he was despised, hey? And Jesus invited him, and Jesus didn't rush off and run away. Jesus had the last supper with his disciples, onthou julle dit? And after his resurrection, toe hy opgestaan het, he ate with the disciples on the road to Emmaus and in Jerusalem. He shared meals. He was engaging with people in person. Hy het na hulle gekyk en gesê, kyk gou vir my. En hy het met hulle gepraat. So, Jesus stopped. Can you also just stop sometimes with what you're busy with? With running towards whatever you're running towards. And just look around you and love the people. Stop. There might be a Zacchaeus that needs to hear the gospel. I nearly invited the lady that looked at me quite negatively when I bought your battery at Pick and Pay. I nearly said to her, do you know there's a Josh Jen? You should be there. But I thought, okay, it's a Sunday, it's shift. But that's what we should be doing. We should stop and ask her. Nay. And I want to tell you why we stop. I'm going to give you a little bit of exciting news. Is julle reg vir goeie nuus? Exciting news is when this place is filled to the brim. Ons het gepraat daaroor, ons moet uitbrei, ons moet bou, ons moet nee. Kom, Jesus, bring die mense, bring them. But how do they come if you're not stopping? I'm sorry guys, you're it. And yes, I know there are probably a couple of good churches in Wooster. But for this building, for this bunch of people, you're it. So I'd really like to one day hear, I don't have to because it doesn't satisfy me, but I'd love to hear you guys say, Wade, not because you said it, but because the Lord's done something, that this place is filled to the brim, that people can't sit down. That's what I'm hoping for. Why? Because they are lost and broken out there. Is it reg so? Is it okay? But the Lord also did something else. He prayed. Now imagine it. The King of Kings, fully man, fully God on earth, and he prays. First he stops for us. He stopped for me. And he stopped for most of those, I think, that are here, that are born again. He stopped. Hy het gewag, maar hy het gebid ook. So if the Lord Jesus prayed, are we praying? Are we praying for these walls to be filled to the brim? Why? It's not because we want to say, Wooster Josh Jen is a success. Actually, I care less about whether the name Josh Jen is there or not. Honestly, What I care about is the lost and the destitute that need to hear the gospel, that need to see lives changed. En julle is dit. Julle is geroep daarvoor. So really, I don't want to see it filled for any other sake, but for the lost and the destitute. So kom, kom, stop en bid. So Jesus, he prayed. He prayed early in the morning. He prayed the first time that I remember, he prayed at his baptism, before he was baptized, and the Lord prayed. He prayed after healing people. He prayed before healing people. He often withdrew to pray. He prayed all night before he chose his 12 disciples. Before feeding the 5,000 and the 4,000, he prayed. Het gebid. At the Mount of Transfiguration, he prayed. There's scripture for this. There's lots of his Bible full. Jy kan die hele Bybel lees met hierdie skrif. Because before raising Lazarus, his friend from the dead, he prayed aloud. Aloud? Mag mens hard bid? Gooi, asseblief. He was praying for children. He asked the Father to glorify his name for your sake. He prayed at the Last Supper. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane before his betrayal. He prayed 3 separate times before he was betrayed. So are you praying? And we need to be a praying people. The small group, can I ask you guys next Sunday, if you are here, please join the prayer. I'd love to see that the prayer happens yeah, where everybody, and I know it's weird because not everybody wants to pray out loud, but just come and join the prayer because the souls are waiting, but we're not praying. Never mind that we're not stopping. Is it okay? This is exciting, guys. Then the third thing Jesus did, he loved. And we know the scripture in John because he loved us first, you know. Jesus loved through forgiveness and mercy. Remember the woman that was caught in adultery? I don't think she was caught. That was planned, you know. And Jesus loved. He loved by healing the sick, setting the captives free, healing the blind, caring for forgotten people, the little people. Ken julle die klein mensies? My kids I taught, don't forget the little people. Those are the ones that fill up your fuel tank. You know, little people, you see them every day, but you don't regard them. They're not important. You get something out of them, they smile, they say to you, sir, you feel good. Those are the forgotten people, the ones that serve you every day at the till. Where are they? Are you? Who works at the till? I did my first job, 13 years of age. Don't be shy. Look at me now. Still don't know what I want to do one day. Jesus, he healed a religious leader's daughter. That's kind of weird. So dink net gou, convent, is it still, yeah? Is there still a convent, like nonne and all this? But imagine there was a nonne house like there was years ago, yeah? And the head of the convent says, phones, wie kan hulle bel? Sy vrou is a dokter, nee. So maybe they phone him because they know she's got something to do with medicine. Oh, hierdie ouens, ja, dis oulike mens hierdie. But I won't pick on you today. But so they phone him because the head of the monastery of the, kan ek maar sê, een of ander religious institution phones him and says, my daughter is dying, come. And he goes and he prays for her and the daughter is healed. That's what God is expecting from us. Those broken, lost people need to hear the gospel. Jesus expressed compassion for those grieving. Dis nie lekker nie. Ons het al hierdeur gegaan en ek's jammer om te sê, mense se lewens stop. We do pass on. We do graduate. So we need to support and the grieving. He wept with Mary and others over the death of his friend Lazarus. He showed love by raising Lazarus out of the dead. This exciting. What a brother. In 1 John 4 verse 10, it maybe is there, but we know he loved us first. If it's there, if it's not there, we can also go to Romans. There you go. This is love. Not that we found and loved God, but he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice and atoning. He paid fully the price. He atoned. This was, you are guilty. You're going to the galge, the wat noem jy saai goed? Gallows. And but Jesus comes and says, I've atoned, I've paid the price, take him off the gallows, he's a free man. And he sacrificed that for our sins. He loved you first. Jesus het jou eerste lief gehad voordat jy hom gevind het. If you haven't found Christ, the living God yet, he is calling you like Zacchaeus out of the tree and say, come now, immediately. I don't know why it's immediate. And then in Romans 5 verse 6 to 8, no probs if it's there, which it's always. we have a deal. If I make mistakes, they forgive. If they make mistakes, I don't even look at them. But they have made no mistakes. You see, at just the right time, this what it is. It's the right time. When is the time? Now. It's the right time. We were still powerless, and Christ died for us, the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly die. There's some military guys here. They would have died for a good man. If you think as a father in your house, someone comes and breaks in, you would probably jump, bullet, and the others are alive. So that's for a good man. But imagine God died for me, a broken, murderous, hateful man. Yo, he loved us first. So I just want to show you a quick clip, if that's okay, of our lives today, which I described earlier. A disclaimer is, this is not my guru. Yeah, I don't even know. So it's not vetted, but there's no bad stuff in it.
Are we too busy? It seems like the culture is shouting, do more, get more, sleep less, and go faster. Overwhelm, noise, anxiety. Is this healthy? Maybe we need to slow down. And calm down. And take a second to breathe. To be grateful. And to trust the process. No matter where we are or what we're doing, to take time to rest.
Ek wil weer heil. Now, once I went to a church, I won't mention the name, I've been chastised because I do, and it's bad, with a friend. He was some leader there, and that was very long ago, before I got saved and born again. And the pastor there, or the elder, he kept crying. It irritated me. So in front of you, I ask for God's forgiveness that the man irritated me, want all wat ek wil doen is heil. So when I look at that, I'm like, Lord, where did we waste our years? Where did it go? What have we been doing? So for the young people, you have hope. And for the older people, you have forgiveness and restoration. So what are you following and what are you running after? Why do you not have time for being disciplined and disciplining others, discipling others? Stop, pray, love, and share. Young and old are busy. What your eyes see, what your hands touch. I don't know if you've ever heard, I studied marketing twice for my sins. I think it's not because I failed the first time, I just didn't have a clue. But I studied other things as well, but it helps me nothing. I don't know if you've heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Nee, iemand wat al by Varsity was, sou nou gehoor het, it's a pyramid scheme. In my day job, I help people with personal pyramid schemes. I kind of joke, but that's what we get excited. So Maslow is a funny thing. It was designed for a purpose. It was predetermined and premeditated. to keep you busy and to lead you away. Now, in your age and day, it's at a next level. Satan has access to wild technology in these last days, hey? What does he do with it, guys? This is the opposite of stopping, loving, sharing, praying. It's there to divide, to isolate, to displace you out of family, to change you, to influence you, to be well-trained, idol-worshipping. This is what they've been doing with you. What is a television? Have you thought of that? It's a simple thing. What does it do? Think of the name. Vinnig, iemand moet sê. A tell, a vision. Hello? Welcome to television. It's there to tell a vision. It's simple. Kan jy glo? Het jy dit al ooit gehoor? Is it the first? Tell me it's the first time you've heard that. Is it the first time you've heard it? No. Wow. Woo. I'll claim that one. Tell a vision. No, it's not mine. But you've been well trained, and it's so that you can idol worship. Simple. A consumer of goods and information. Truth is, it makes you feel out of control if you are not there. I drove in a funny place in Cape Town yesterday. I've yet to see so many Bentleys, Ferraris, Porsches. I'm like, what in the world? And can you believe that we've all been built to drive towards that, to chase that? It's crazy. And this antichrist, actually. The enemy keeps you from functioning as a follower of Christ and keeps you busy. Just a thing that I felt for you guys, if we don't stop, pray, love, and share, what are the things that are keeping us away from doing that? Someone said, I'm looking forward to my retirement earlier. I won't point him out. I'm also, but I don't even know if I'll be able, yeah. So, but even our retirement, in a way, could be a bit of an idol. Our savings, our investments, our personal pyramid schemes. Your phone, your parents, your pets. You know, we've got a cat, and we find ourselves speaking about a cat. What is that? We want to speak about people, not cats. Was mens om jou, man. The phone, WhatsApp status, rule your world. Sorry, don't raise your hands. Maar wie kyk WhatsApp status? Moenie hande opsit nie. Ek sê soos, I thought Facebook was for scrolling, but now it's worse. You're driven by jealousy, the desire for things, your lifestyle. Rugby, sorry. Holy cows. Your clubs, your gyms, your golf club. Quite a smart golf club up there, hey? Your surfing, me. You're hunting, your 4x4, what's driving you? Where are you running? Where are you going? Your career. Or maybe you opposite, you feel sorry for yourself and you're going to your little quiet plekkie en jy gaan voel alleen en jammer daar aan die ander kant vir jou. Kom uit jou gaatjie uit. Come out there. It's dangerous there. It's alone there. It's destructive there. Come around people. Then you scroll, you update, nothing, empty. Those 4 hours of friends that don't know you and don't care for you. Don't follow them. We think self-expression. If I say self-expression, ek hou van jou baadjie, ek hou van die badge. Ek hou van jou baadjie en die badge. Ek het dit gesê, jy hoef nie om te gaan haal nie, is okay. Ek maak jou vry van dit. This is a personal joke, but now we can all. So, what are we doing to create a image or a facade? Ek gaan net gou model speel. Ek sê jy baie goeie ene nie. But, can I tell you a story? 3 years ago, I didn't look this smart. Am I looking smart? Sê maar ja. Maar, a young man gave me these shoes the other day. I feel smart. Hoor julle? So, but now I'm scared. When I walk in here, I thought maybe I'm a bit overdressed with my smarty pants and my smart shoes because they're apparently very fashionable. Sien julle hulle? So, but what, I'm not trying to build an identity here. I didn't come to you to show you something of me. Verstaan julle dit? So I'm just a little bit wary when we think we're expressing ourselves and our identity online. Maar erg mense, live life, there's people, there's humans around you. Zacchaeus, I think it's Luke 19 verse 3. It said there, it's disappeared now, it said nothing. It said there, and he was seeking to see who Jesus was. So, onthou, Jesus was passing through, remember that? But there was a plan. Little man in the tree, come down now, immediately. But there was a seeking before. So seek him, you will find him. Seek Jesus. He's not hidden. He will stop. So we know that when we seek him, then what Zacchaeus did, are you willing, can we point that scripture, Luke 19 verse 3, I think it might have been on there when I missed it, but are you willing to run ahead and climb above the pull of your world? Is jy bereid? So now the running ahead klink nie goed nie, want ons gaan mos nou voor God, we're going ahead of him. But he wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. And he ran ahead and he climbed up. So he knew Jesus was coming his way. And we all know Jesus is coming our way. Are we running ahead to meet with him? That's why we pray. Because we're running ahead and saying, Lord, where are you today? Where are you in this day? You cannot find yourself and your identity in your tax collector status. Zacchaeus could not find his true self-worth outside of Jesus. Acts 17 to 29. If you, therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone. But look at this last bit. What are the images you are following? Images made by man's design and skill. So stop, say no to some of that, run to him, because we don't want to follow those images, those idols made by man. It's a tough job for the young people because they need identity. Ek wil weet wie ek is, waar hoort ek, waar is my waarde, where's my value in society? Do people look up to me? Do they look down? What is this? But the Lord says, don't run there because it disconnects you and it will shatter your soul. It's the plan to kill, to steal, and destroy. So, take a moment and ask, as we sit here, how do I identify an idol? Just some things. It's something or someone you venerate. My grandchild is the most handsome young Hezekiah man ever. He is cute, adorable. He's not moany. Unlike our kids who cried all the time. But he's a wonderful little boy. But I can't venerate him. I can't lift him above God's call, responsibility, and life for me. Something you beautify or work hard on. Dink gou-gou so die dames. I know it's unfair. I can run through the shower 15 seconds and look combed hair. So I understand that ladies, you know, adorn themselves and this mooi and this oulik and all this. But what are you working the most hard at? What are you the most disciplined in? Think gou-gou. Wat maak gou julle oogies toe? Dink net aan jou eie lewe. Waarmee is jy regtig goed? Is it die vroeg opstaan? Is it the way you speak to people? Is it your engineering skills? Is it how you can think up things and make them real life in business? And just, what are you working the most, the hardest on? What are you the most disciplined in? But now, can you ask God to help you to stop, to pray, to love, and to share his good news? Unfortunately, the idols and your identity is not something that will love you back. It's empty. Those things that make you feel you belong or fit or have some kind of standing. In Moses and Jonah's day, we saw that idols were powerless. They are dead. They're man-made gold and silver. They're blind to God's creation. They don't see you. They don't see your value. They don't care about you. They're deaf to those around you. Hulle wil nie hê julle moet koneksie nie. They don't want you to be feel loved or love. They're dumb because dumbness. They never satisfy. Daar's nie genoeg nie. And they mute. Hulle praat nie regtig nie. Can speak only facts, but not heart, nor deeper things of the spirit and the eternal spirit. That is what idols are. They're blind, deaf, dumb, mute. They're powerless, and they're spiritually dead. And unfortunately, they are very proudful. They want all your attention and only your attention. 100%. He kills, he steals, he destroys. Let's just ask the Holy Spirit to look at me, reflect and ask, Lord, what are the blotches? I have hair, yeah, and a funny hair coming out of my nose. The kid's always trying to take it off, but it's there. And I've been eaten by a dog, and I've been shot. It doesn't look good. There's blotches. My body, my voice even irritates me sometimes. I have wrinkles. Just think of it when you look. But this is wrong. Almost 100%, when you look in the mirror, you will have a distorted view of yourself. 100%. Jy sien nie jouself soos wat ander mense jou sien nie. It's either too sleg or it's just too beautiful. Wow. I don't do that. But jy weet, daar is seker mense, nee, there are people. I'm not looking at anyone right now. So when you think of yourself too little or too much, it's both distorted. You have to find yourself outside of this identity. You have to find Jesus. It is never this message about stop, share. It's never about you. It's not being the better you, the more handsome, the more attractive, the more likable in society at the club or whatever. This is about God and His glory. This is the church age. You're part of it. Find family. Run to brothers. Turn to Jesus. Repent. Share your life, wealth, your talents, your abiding, belonging, contributing. Share, love, open up, apologize, forgive. Quick. Why? Quickly come down. Immediately come down. Your identity, you will judge. But if I thought of my... Ek gaan net gee julle terugvat this morning when I was crying like a baby. Did you see? Did anybody notice? Sure, gelukkig nie. It was really not lekker. So when I picked up your son, I felt just like him just now. Ek was so... en ek het. En die rede hoekom ek het is because I have this assurance in him. Not because of me, who I was, what I do, what I say. Allow him to circumcise your heart, to cut it. In him, you will live. You will move. And you will have your being. I just want to tell some of the young people under the age of 45. That's young. 50. Oh, under 60. All the young people. Stand. Next joke. But I just want to tell you. I want to tell you. You know, if you. I'm just going to close with this. If that's okay. If. Yeah. Ek wil net gou vir julle vertel. When I cried like that. Remember I said it's not because I last night made big mistakes. I had to, you know, I always make mistakes, but I, you know, it's like repentance, sin stuff. I cried because I knew where I was and who I was. And I see some of who I was in you, and not all of you, but some of you, because you guys are just angels, like way better people. Yo, thank you, Lord, for these beautiful angels in front of me that are holy and righteous and love God and run for you. But I was rarig stikkend, Owens, like I can't even start to describe the depth of death that I was caught in. And I'm so shocked that the Lord can take that. And I want to envision the younger people. I, because of Jesus, I have seen nations. I have met people. I've seen places. I'm not saying I did well. I'm not saying I deserved it. I'm just like the Lord opened up a world for me that I never thought existed. In my world, the black Porsche or the Lamborghini would have been ideal. The multiple business that I would build was my plan. Regtig, ek was soos ek, billionaire style, ek het planne gehad. Nothing of that. Shoes that are broken, old shoes, now new shoes, woohoo. But what the Lord did is he, at 20-something, I don't want to say when, he started a journey, guys. I ran to him, I ran into his arms, he said, come down, ek roep jou uit die boom uit, kom eet saam met my, kom lewe saam met my, kom, come and look at who I am, Jesus, the Christ, the Lord, and come and live out of this place. And when I did, wow. I mean, just turn and look at Annie. Smile. I look like you. But I'm like, and then the kids, and then grand, what? I deserve nothing. But he's taken me to nations and places that you wouldn't even, you would dream to go, man. This was a dream list. I deserve nothing. Nothing. You know, now I'm old and I'm not traveling and I'm not doing all those things. It doesn't matter. Niks maak my saak. Rarig, Owens. So I just want to encourage the young people. He has a plan, and I'm looking at some of them like, guys, jy kan nie eers genoeg droom. You cannot dream of what he has in store for you, the beauty that he has in store for you. So I want to leave you with that. But I do want to ask you, Juan, just to, I don't know if the scriptures might be in green at the bottom, Romans 12, verse 1 to 2. Just a question, you know, for those that are born again, I urge you, in view of God's mercy, to have offered his body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, and we also do the same as we give our lives as a living sacrifice. This is our act of worship. Do not conform any longer to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is for your life, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. I don't care if you're young or if you're older. That is the promise. And so, question I'm asking myself, in my life, you can note it down, 2 Corinthians 3 verse 28, you can just note it down. Is he being glorified? And if you've not made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, maybe you've tried to live a good life, trying to do good, always failing, trying to be accepted by others, feeling empty, putting our own loves and lives before him. Jesus Christ gave his life. The event for your salvation was pre-planned. Why? He said, you are all predestined, but you have choice. He died for predestination of your salvation, but you have a choice. We have free will. We're all predestined. Every human being was predestined to follow Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and to be made righteous in front of God. But we have choice. So choose life. I just want to remind you, as I call this, just to put something in place. Jesus was not caught off guard when he paid the price, when he made those prayers before his crucifixion. Yes, he asked the Lord to take this cup from me. I would definitely have asked for that from the day I was born. But his life was not taken from him. The Jews did not kill him. He gave his life willingly. It was foreplanned for you. In Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9, for those that are not born again, salvation is by grace through faith and not by works. All other religions carry works, stuff we must do, goed wat ons moet doen om te kwalificeer. The gospel, Christ died, he was buried and he rose again. And he says, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth and call on his name. And you will be saved. He says two things then. He says you're guaranteed eternal life. Second thing, he says you are sealed with my Holy Spirit. So my question to you is, if you've been guaranteed eternal life and you've received it, or if you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit, which of your deeds have now unsealed and unguaranteed you? if we were given it by grace and mercy alone and not by works. So I'd like to call two groups of people to respond. Let's all stand for a moment. Makes it easier for everyone. Johan, I don't know if you want to... Kom staan julle manne hier by en daai jong man ook, hy kan ook nader kom. If he wants to, come closer. I like, it feels alone up front. Kom Johan. Ja, I need some buddies. So, ek praat van die jong manne. Maar, so I just want to, maybe just for, we don't have to, you know, when we pray, we don't have to close our eyes. But just for the sake of others, let's bow our hearts and close our eyes. And so, ja, Vader God, ek wil net vra, as daar enig iemand is, vandag wat Jesus vir die eerste keer, for the first time, or maybe you kind of, when you were younger, you said something to God in church, but you like, you weren't really born again, you just said something, but you didn't really give your life, didn't really believe the story of Jesus' salvation for you, the promise of salvation, the free gift. So if there's someone that feels that, yo, vandag is die dag, I want to run ahead, I want to jump and immediately come to the Lord. Just put your hand up for a second. The elders and guys can pray with you. It's not a... So don't be shy. Moenie skaam wees nie. Zacchaeus was a short guy, so he had a bit of reason to be shy. I'm joking. But there's no reason to be shy. You can put up your hand now and today the guys will pray with you for the free gift of salvation.